And thank you, Rod. It's now 19 minutes prior to 7 o'clock in the morning. Good morning. This is Daybreak, the 28th day of December, 1977. Another day you can take presents that don't fit back to the store, get them exchanged and all that. Yeah. It's time to check our agribusiness report this morning. We go now to Dale Harrison. Say good morning, Dale.
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning. The Yakima Valley Herald Republic reports that Bob Mickelson of Dayton has been appointed State Agriculture Director. The newspaper says the appointment of Mickelson to succeed Gary Strohmeyer was confirmed yesterday by the governor's office in Olympia. With an official announcement planned for today, Mickelson is a longtime Green Giant Company employee and Democratic Party member from Dayton who owns an 80-acre farm near Othello. He says he expects he would want to make some staff changes when he takes over as agriculture director, but adds, I don't have anyone in mind to bring on. When Strohmeyer quit earlier this month, there were reports of conflict between he and other agency heads since returning to his home in Touche Valley. However, the former agriculture director and Governor Dixie Lee Ray have remained closed-mouthed on the subject. Senate aides say that a hearing into the government's method of estimating world crops and the grain buying practices of the Soviet Union still is in the works, but may be delayed for at least another month. The CIA and the Department of Agriculture, despite opinions to the contrary, estimate that this year's Soviet grain output at 215 million metric tons, until Moscow announced in November the harvest was only about 195 million tons. And some persons, including South Dakota Senator George McGovern, believe the Soviets made secret arrangements to buy grain from private companies or their foreign affiliates when they knew that the 1977 harvest would be smaller than last year's record crop. Kansas Senator Robert Dole requested the hearings of the Senate Agriculture Committee following the disclosure that the CIA and the USDA were wrong about the Russian harvest. Senators Richard Stone of Florida and McGovern also sought a hearing to explore the latest surge of grain purchases by the Russians and how those bear on U.S. grain prices. Agriculture Secretary Berglund says that he would welcome such a hearing. The Soviet Union is committed to buy a minimum of 6 million tons of wheat and corn annually from American suppliers, but because of this year's smaller harvest, Russia has been given permission to buy from the U.S. up to a total of 15 million tons. Now, the Senate Agriculture Committee's top Republican has joined the committee's Democratic leader in a blast against proposals to break up the Agriculture Department. The counterattack was begun on Monday by Democrat Herman Talmadge, chairman of the Agriculture Committee in the Senate, and was continued in a statement yesterday by Republican Senator Robert Dole of Kansas, the committee's ranking Republican. Dole said he was shocked and dismayed by efforts currently underway in Washington to split up the USDA and to distribute many of its powers to other government agencies. If that happens, Dole says, the Agriculture Department will no longer be a major government agency. And in the senator's words, I doubt if the Senate and House Agriculture Committee could ever get another farm bill passed. Dole and Talmadge both noted that the Interior Department is trying to get control of the USDA's Forest Service and Soil Conservation Service. They pointed out that Health, Education, and Welfare Secretary Califano is reaching for control of the USDA's food inspection and feeding programs. Also, Dole says he has heard reports of proposals to move USDA farm and rural credit programs to other agencies. Dole says the Agriculture Department is the only government agency which gives proper priority to rural needs. And he adds that, quoting now, in this time of economic crisis on the farm, we certainly don't need to muffle the voice of rural people. Agriculture Secretary Berglund last week told reporters that controversies over proposals to reorganize the government may be among his greatest challenges in 1978. Berglund said he is convinced his department can operate its programs as efficiently as any agency in government and more efficiently than most. Taking a look at the closes on the Portland Grain Exchange yesterday, the bid for white wheat for Portland for the second half of December was $2.99 a bushel. The bid for the first half of January, $3 a bushel. For the second half of January, $3.01. And for the first half of February, $3.03 for white wheat. On the barley market for the second half of December, the bid was $89 a ton. For the first half of January, $90 a ton. For the second half of January, $90 a ton. And for the first half of February, $90.75 a ton. And that's the Agribusiness Report. Stay tuned for the weather. And then Bob Searfoss has the Cooperative Extension Farm Reporter. I'm Dale Harrison.